For your digital download pleasure, it's Tim and Davo in podcast form.
Something happened between me and my friend the other day, and it's given me the irrits, and I'm using this platform to air my grievances.
Well, we don't like the irrits. We don't like getting irked. Mm-hmm. You know, we don't like, you know, getting things in gears. So what's been going on, Davo?
Well, I sent a Snapchat to a bunch of friends the other day, my close circle that I often will Snapchat. We don't need to go into that discussion.
Because you can send, again, someone who doesn't use Snapchat. So you can film one video and go, oh, I want to send it to these six people?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, exactly. And look, the video that I sent, I was being passionate is how I would like to describe it.
Okay.
I was just sort of, I had the irrits about something yet again, and I just was really expressing that in a way that felt passionate.
Right.
I was using swear words. Well, I wasn't being a lady.
You're an adult. Well, no,
I was
I don't like that. Like,
okay.
Swearing's for everyone.
Yeah, of course.
It's for no one or for everyone. Like, it's not nice when you, because I've seen it happen where like an older male will say, well, it's not very ladylike to be swearing. It's like, calm down. It's not 1946. Chill out. We're all human beings.
Yep.
If a human being wants to swear in an appropriate place, go for it.
Little spiral over there.
You know?
Yeah, it's so true. That is so true. I should be able to say what I want. But I wasn't being very polite in my choice of words, I guess.
Sure.
Anyway, sent it off. All good. A couple of friends replied. We all had a giggle. No dramas. Because it was a bit of fun as well. And one of my friends sent me a message and said, I just opened that Snapchat in my car with my daughter through the Bluetooth. And she heard you swearing. And she said, can you just in the future, be a little bit more mindful about what you're going to send me in a Snapchat because, of course, as you know, I have little ears around.
Mm.
And I thought, are you? Are you kidding me? I'm allowed to send what I want on my end. It's up to you and your life to decide when you're going to open it. If you've got a rogue friend like me, this is probably the level that I was talking.
Such a baddie.
If you've got a rogue friend like me that you know can go off the rails every now and then.
Can I just, is this something with you just don't like being told what to do? I agree with you 100%. I can't stress enough.
I feel attacked.
Well, you can't feel attacked, Davo.
I don't like being told what to do, of course. But also the fact that, like, it's not my responsibility what your kid hears.
100%. Like, don't open it in the car with your kids. If you know it's Davo.
If I was in the room with her child, there is no way I'd be ripping in the way I was in that Snapchat.
Yeah.
But for the sake of what I was doing, I think it's fine.
100%.
She's trying to police me.
You're an adult. They're an adult. If you've sworn around this person in the past, like you're not going to, like, I'm not going to Snapchat my mother-in-law, just start letting them fly. You know, that would be wild.
It would be so fun,
but though. But if I'm chatting to, like, my best mate, I'm like, yeah, this was pretty, you know, this is whatever, like, all that. Like, that's it. It's with the person. But if he was like, oh, dude, I was around my nephew. What are you doing? We're like, walk away.
Mm.
Why are you showing Snapchats of me, a fully grown man, to a child? Get it out of there. Get it off the Bluetooth. Police yourself. Mm. Don't police me. Police yourself.
Well, look, I thought we'd go to the phones with this one and ask, can someone police your swearing?
Oh, yeah. Because outside of school, you're on your own, right? Can you swear at a workplace? This is the thing. Like,
you want to let it fly.
Like, here, I know the radio station is a bad example because we have codes and breakfast.
Yes.
But in our real lives, some people are just swearers. Mm-hmm. And, like, I think you can totally, if you're not a swearer, that's totally fine. But you can't tell other people not to swear, especially if it's like, hey, I'm sending you a direct message. This isn't for your child. This is directly to you.
Mm-hmm.
So I think your mate, they can get,
Settle down.
Absolutely. They are a pack of, you know.
Oh.
That's what I think.
Well, me too.
Swearing is totally appropriate but totally inappropriate at the same time. It's the situation that it is if swearing is okay or not, right?
Mate, I've just come from Darwin. It is literally part of their
curriculum. Yeah,
it's in your bones. Like,
well, Nolene from Marcus Hill, how do you feel about this? Can you police somebody else's swearing?
Absolutely no way. It's un-Australian.
It's un-Australian.
Nolene.
Yes.
Now, I have
I'm
worried. I just want to flag this now. This is a family show. We are not allowed to swear. So this is not a moment to call up and let them fly, as Davo was saying. But I love your enthusiasm.
I'm going to try and be very careful not to swear. But no, that's un-Australian. I'm a swearaholic, every second or third word.
Okay.
But no, you cannot police. And don't open your Snapchats in front of your children. That's your problem.
Yeah. Hey, Nolene, do you have kids?
No.
No? Okay. And so you're just, like letting me, it, letting it fly. Letting it fly. We love it.
Yep. Absolutely.
All right, Nolene, we love your passion on that. Thank you very much. Sarah's in Mount Dunedin. Sarah, what do you think? Can you police somebody else's swearing?
Yeah, sorry, Davo, but you do need to tone it back a little bit for your friend.
So I'm assuming...
I'm a new mum.
Yeah.
Yeah. She isn't quite, like, she isn't quite old enough to repeat what I'm saying. And I swear at the moment she's saying truck, but I'm, come on, like, I'm a mum now. My phone is not mine. Like, our kids are on the phones all the time. And if you're going to tone it back when you're in front of her in person, like, it's probably a good thing to start doing it on your phone as well, because chances are the kids are going to be the ones opening it.
That's wild to me, though, Sarah. What, like, I wouldn't be letting my son go through any of my things like that.
No, well, I don't want to, but she steals it.
But, Sarah, that's you and your life with you and your daughter. And I'm like, I'm so happy for you and your daughter to live your beautiful life. But also, I'm over here living my own rogue life. I'm doing my thing. And I think if I'm going to be... swearing in a Snapchat. Like, I should be allowed to. I'm 30 something.
I'm a busy mum. The only way I can listen to that Snapchat is through the car. So come on.
Okay. Well, you guys aren't going to be friends. Let's just leave it there.
I'll take the slap on the wrist, but I'm not going to change the way I live.
Yeah. Anything? Any colourful words for Sarah? Don't
well, that's 3-2-1.
This is Tim and Davo, the podcast.
Since I've become a parent,
it's just
every day is new. Learning, you know, you're figuring it out. You get the hang of it, or you kind of, you can get to that point where you have a bit of confidence and you go, oh yeah, like maybe if I do this, maybe if I do that, like that might be fun. Especially like my son Jack, he's 2 and a bit, really fun, really fun age.
Of course, but I think as soon as you get comfortable in what you think is going on, they change.
100%. So like you can only, there's all these things and like people, his imagination though at the moment is crazy. So we're playing like this game at the moment, Ice Cream Shop. And the thing is with Ice Cream Shop, it is a, if you aren't playing Ice Cream Shop with him, that is a hands-on game for me, my wife, anyone that's around.
Mm-hmm.
So you, this is your role if you're playing Ice Cream Shop.
Right.
You are the server, you are the manager, mm-hmm. and the customer all at once. I think he's the narrator. That's okay. What I figured out.
So you're putting on a show for him, basically.
Yeah. So, like, you know, we use like this little hungry caterpillar tunnel that he's got, all the different colours, the different flavours of ice cream. But again, I'm ordering the food. Then he goes, get in the you're in the kitchen now. And then I'm scooping it out. He's like, where's your money? You go, all right. And then he goes, we'll clean up. Gets on his motorbike. There's a motorbike in the store, by the way.
Nice.
That's how he goes to get things from the back room.
Can I ask you a genuine question?
Yeah.
Do you enjoy playing?
Oh, it's the best thing ever.
You actually know.
It is the best thing ever.
Do you mean that hand on heart, or are you just saying that because you obviously love your son heaps?
Well,
I'm not a parent. I don't get it.
I love, like, with my nephews and mates' kids, all about it. There is a point where, you know, I think when it gets to like 40 minutes of the exact same thing, you go, let's change it up. But if he, like, well, he's locked in, you know, he's having fun. But something's happened this morning. And I know that I'm late to the party, but I think I might be a genius. I might be about to write a parenting book, Dave.
What? You've cracked the parenting code.
So this morning we played doctors, right?
Okay.
There's a bit of a bug going around at the moment. My wife, myself, my son, we've all got something. We're all just feeling a little bit flat. So I was like, well, let's play doctors. I laid down on like this little cushion thing and I was playing patient. And I said to my son, I was like, you're the doctor. Dad's a bit sick. Dad's a bit unwell. Can you fix me?
He's like, doctor, I don't know what a doctor is. What do you mean?
And for the next 20 minutes, Davo, I got to lie in the exact same place and essentially got a little bit of a chill moment, bit of Tim time, a borderline massage.
Brilliant.
I think I'm a genius and an idiot because it's taken me way too long to realize that playing doctor is definitely something where I can just, if I just need a moment, oh, babe, why don't we play doctor? That'd be a great idea.
So I have a friend who is a girl dad, and what he does is he lays on the couch and lets her put makeup on him.
Oh.
And he just rests or has a little snooze, And it's a golden, it's bonding time for the pair of them.
100%. And the way I look at it, people might be listening now going, oh, wow, you know, lazy, you know, your son's trying to play with you. He is locked in and fixing me. He got out a screwdriver. He was giving me CPR.
I think any parent that's listening right now is going, no, it is relentless. Get what you can.
And I'll take my 20 minutes. Thank you very much. Actually, I feel like I'm coming down with something now. I have to go and see the doctor again. A massage is in order.
This is Tim and Davo, the podcast. Direct from krock.com.au, the latest news, the latest fashion. This is what's trending.
I love reality TV.
Yeah, as 2025 comes to a close, we're starting to get the bit of the wrap-up of the year, and different dictionaries are coming out with words of 2025.
We're just getting lists, and expect us to bring a lot of these to the show, because people, it's like Spotify Wrapped. People love finding out categorized things every year. Give me stats, give me numbers, give me popular trends. I want to know it all.
Well, yeah, for 2025, I guess they try and find like the best words for the zeitgeist of the year, you know?
Yeah,
like it's
definitely
what's captured the energy of 2025.
Because last week or the week before, we found a word of the year and, you know, people were up and about. Was it 6-7?
It certainly was. That was for dictionary.com.
Dictionary.com. What word place have we got today, Davo?
Well, look, I've got a couple for you. So Cambridge Dictionary has come out with their word of the year. And, of course, it is parasocial.
Parasocial.
Mm-hmm, which means, you know, involving or relating to a connection that someone feels between themselves and a famous person they do not know, maybe a character in a book or a film, TV series, etc.
Oh, so how I feel about Specky McGee. From the famous Specky McGee books. Mm-hmm. Is that parasocial?
Yeah, or like the relationship I have with Conrad Fisher from The Summer I Turned Pretty is parasocial.
Okay, that's a little bit clearer. And probably a little bit more on brand.
Well, look, Collins Dictionary has come out with their word of the year as well, and it is vibe coding.
Vibe coding. I hadn't heard of parasocial, haven't heard of vibe coding. What is vibe coding?
So it's a slang term which is defined as the use of artificial intelligence prompted by natural language to assist with the writing of a computer code. Basically telling the machine what you want rather than painstakingly coding it yourself.
I thought it was going to be using AI to help your dating life. Like, how do I speak to this person? Vibe coding, so you're vibing with the code of a computer program.
Yeah, I definitely thought it was more something
real,
more fun.
Real life. Like, how many times have I ever come to you with a coding issue and I'm just like, the vibe's not right, Dave. I just can't get this code out.
Yeah, I just thought it was more like, you know, figuring out the vibe of the room.
100% vibe coding. Okay.
Which would have been more fun.
Yeah, it would have been more fun. But these are the things. These words, like, less silly than, you know, 6-7, which now we did learn 2 weeks ago. A young listener called up Davo and did their best to describe what it was. Do you remember 6-7?
Oh, look, you got to use numbers. You can't say it in certain situations. Yeah. It means nothing. I don't know. The 11-year-old confused me.
Yes, you came out a little bit more confused than you did. But we are going to see plenty more of these as the year finishes up, because it's about, it's the 19th of November. We have a month left of shows, Davo, before we go on summer break.
Jeez.
Going on camp.
That easy.
That easy.
It's Tim and Davo.
Chatting with a mate the other day. I was like, how was your weekend? They live down in Torquay. There's lots of beautiful parks, different grassy areas along the beach. They're like, yeah, it was so nice. Caught up with some mates. We had a picnic. It was for a friend. It was their birthday. So we all brought something. We had like this incredible spread. And Saturday, the weather was stunning. So literally the perfect day for that kind of thing. But we got attacked by a swan.
Swans are terrifying.
I don't know if I've had an up close encounter with a swan.
You don't want to.
Geese, yeah. Ducks, for sure. Swan, that's a big bird.
And they're angry.
I wouldn't know, but after hearing this story from a mate, so they were like, you know, dips, cheeses, biscuits, all those kind of things, quince paste, they're out there. This swan's kind of waddling over and she just kind of goes like, oh, go away, swan. And then she like turns back and then looks back, just kind of getting closer. It's like, I don't know. Her friend's starting to freak out. She's like, it's just a swan. It's just a swan.
No. I have on full authority that her friend's from Ireland, and I can say that they don't understand how scary swans can be. Aussie swans, bloody hell.
And then, so she turns back. The next thing she sees is a swan head come from behind her and into the dip. Dip, dip, dip. It's going for the dip.
Mm-hmm.
to put insult onto injury, after the swan has got the dip, instead of just eating it, you know, flapping off, whatever, mm-hmm. it then spits the dip everywhere.
Angry, didn't like it. Angry. Wasn't a fan of that hummus.
You know I don't like tzatziki. Yeah. Like, just, it's the, one of the most full-on stories I've ever heard.
I mean, swans are terrifying. My mum got chased by a swan, and this is going on 60-odd years ago. She still talks about it to this day.
Oh,
chased
wow.
her down near the River Torrens in Adelaide. Not good. Birds are terrifying.
Birds are definitely feeling a bit big for their britches at the moment.
Well, magpies in particular, as we know, swooping season is on this year. Already 4,725 swoops thanks to magpiealert.com.
That's so many swoops.
It's fully happening.
I mean, touch wood, I've got through this spring unswooped, but I've been befriending the magpies in the neighbourhood.
They're listening to K-Rock right now. You know we're their favourite station. They're coming for you.
They're big hit energy. You wouldn't go anywhere else.
That's right.
But thought we could do on 52232955. Bird attacks.
Mm-hmm. I, when I was a kid, had my mum put our pet budgie on my back. Right?
What was the budgie's name? Did it have a name?
Can't remember.
Yeah, just like this silly little
blue
bird
thing. And it lost its mind. It started flapping its wings in my face. I could feel it on my ears, and I have never got over it.
Right. So it's so it runs in the family. You say your mum got attacked by a swan, and it's so impactful in her life. 60 years down the track,
for sure,
still brings it up. The trauma, the poor thing. Well, 52232955. We want to hear your stories about your bird attacks. This didn't happen to me, it happened to my wife, but it was, we were like kind of, Wilson's Prom on the other side of the bay. Mm-hmm. And we were at this general store. We're there, just get some hot chips, just a few us before we go on a bit of a walk. My wife's got a hot chip from the bucket on the way to her mouth, kookaburra, nabbed the chip out of her hand, flew onto the light pole. And then like locals are laughing because this thing happens mm-hmm. all the time. My wife was like, can we please go in the car? I think I might cry.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I mean, it was
the in between. Playing yeah. silly buggers yeah. fully.
It literally in between her hand and her. It didn't get her, but yanked that chip out and was gone. And I would consider that a bird attack.
Oh, absolutely it is. You know, it is magpie season, and so yep. that's a bad time. I have a friend who's really small. She's like 4'11".
You're worried an eagle will pick her up?
I'm concerned that one of these big magpies will take her back to the nest.
Just vomit food into her mouth. You know, it's a way to get by. It's a life, but, you know. Andrew in Armstrong Creek, tell us about your bird attack.
Okay, so I grew up with Muscovy ducks.
Oh,
they're okay. kind of like a cross between a swan and a goose.
Mm. Bad news.
So very white and very aggressive. And they have this weird, like the male especially, has this weird gangly, like turkey-like thing on the top of its beak.
Heaps going
and on. A really hook-type beak as well. And very defensive of his lady friend.
That makes
sense.
Oh,
okay. So what happened? Did you wink at the lady friend?
I had to, my dog
nah.
was cleaning out the pen and collecting the eggs.
Oh, dear.
I had an old mop. Had barely any strands on the end. I had to pin the the male down. And then close the pen, get myself together, then re-pin him again as I got out.
It's every man for himself at that
point.
The
whole time he's hissing and attacking, he's jumping. He actually did some damage to my dad's arm while my dad was clipping his wing. Like, they've got little monkeys, I tell
you
what.
You've got to side with the bird. When it's getting its wing clipped, I think it's entitled to, you know, lashing out a little bit. So.
Andrew and his ducks, man.
You've got to watch out. Tony in Kariah, tell us about your bird attack.
So it wasn't actually me. It was my young fella. We were up at my uncle's farm, Sunday roast. My uncle turns around to the young fella and goes, yep, we're going to have chicken for lunch, so go out and get the rooster. So my young fella walks out there with the pot. He would have been about 4 and a half at the time. And something that he did with the pot as he walked through, he's banged against the fence, set the rooster off, and the rooster's flown full bore at him, head down, took a chunk out of his shin and wasn't letting go.
Oh! Sun in beak.
Well and truly. So me and my uncle very quickly up and over the fence to get the young fella out of there, but... even to this day, we go past petting zoos and stuff, and he's actually gotten to a point that he hisses That's a rooster as he goes past nowadays.
And that's fair enough. Yeah. That is traumatising.
That is. Dave was saying her mum's told a story for about 60 years. This is his version of mm-hmm. that. And he will be telling this for most of his life, Tony.
Rooster.
So, you get told about roosters. But you always go, what can a rooster do?
Well.
About 6 inches out of your shin. So just be careful.
Well, we're all out of internet. Until next time, this has been Tim and Davo.